Welcome back now to the deep dive equation of Vikings game plan. Pete Bursich, former Vikings coach and player, current radio analyst, to take a deep dive look at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, a team, Peter, branded by offense with Jameis Winston, Mike Evans, DeSean Jackson, a couple of nice tight ends. Defensively, in the victory over the Bears, though, they only allowed 20 rushing yards.
Yeah, they're very, very physical up front, especially with that defensive line. And offensively, Jameis Winston has been very, very smart with the football. He knows where to go. And then Mike Evans gives you headaches because you can line him up anywhere and he can make all kinds of catches. So that combination has proven to be pretty good this year.
Gerald McCoy, one of the very best in the NFL later. Mike Evans now.
All right, Paul, the one thing that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers will do is they'll line him up everywhere. And in this case, you've got a one-on-one with the corner on the outside. You still have some free safety help. But what Jameis Winston does is he knows and sees what's about to happen. He knows the Bears, in this case, are sending five guys. So it's one-on-one protection all the way across the board. And if you want to do that, you want to blitz them, somebody has to win. And in this case, the offensive line is holding up very, very well. He knows, he sees it on the outside, and this is the kind of rapport that you want to have.
Whoa.
Receiver and quarterback. Back shoulder throw,
yep.
Long arms, gets the ball, and was still able to put 2 feet down.
So that's not bad coverage by the Bears.
No, coverage doesn't get much better than that. That kind of falls into the category of great throw and great catch. The bottom line, though, is if you're going to pressure him, you better get there because you're going to leave this guy one-on-one
right.
Somewhere across the field. In this case, same similar type of formation, just not bunched up, but Mike Evans is in the slot. Jameis Winston, again, getting the snap, surveying the field, and he knows right here where he wants to go. Again, coverage is pretty good.
Five-man rush again.
Five-man rush. Nobody wins. So the offensive line in this case is holding up. The linebacker is just watching the back. It's man-to-man. The back is in protection, so he decides to go. But what he sees is this void right here, and he knows that Evans is going to be the guy that fills it.
So does my man need to be over here?
Well, he does definitely need to be over the top, and this guy needs to stay inside. And you'll see it, Paul. He's inside. They have him. The safety kind of he kind of pauses for a minute, but this coverage. Look at that coverage.
Yeah.
Look
at this catch.
I know. You can't slide a piece of paper in between those two guys, and he still throws it up, back shoulder catch, boom. Still gets the P.I., and then ends up calling it a touchdown. So
yeah.
That's the danger that you have with Evans. Here he is in the slot.
Wow.
So you have an empty formation.
Can we appreciate these fresh jerseys?
Yeah,
though?
The color rush is pretty amazing. But Winston, he walks up. He knows what he's going to get. He sees two safeties deep. Pretty sure that's why they went empty. He knows that he's getting man high and low. You've got the free linebacker here, the free safety here. But he looks and sees that this DB is playing outside coverage on Evans.
Yep.
So he knows that, in that case, this area right here is going to be open. So that's where they succeed. He knows. The linebacker tries to get underneath it, but not. But look at that little head nod that he gives.
Yep.
Gets a little bit of separation. And this is why receivers don't need to run 4-2 and 4-3, Paul, to get open.
Yeah.
That little head nod, boom, gets him open. And Jameis Winston, smart enough. And look at that arm strength. Bam, that thing's a laser beam. To get in between the linebacker and the safety.
So Jameis is really good.
In these plays that we've seen, he's done a very, very nice job of managing the offense. And what they like to do is spread you out.
Yeah.
And when you can spread guys out, you go empty, it allows the quarterback to kind of read things a little more simply. And it's been very, very good for him. So everybody knows this guy right here, Gerald McCoy. And it's not just us fans of the game. It's the offensive line, and they're watching him very, very closely. But you'll see right here, he's just doing an inside move, and this guard is sitting here ready. He's looking right at him. You can see his eyes are already on him. He knows he's coming, but the question is what are you going to do about it? And in this case,
wow.
He doesn't fire off. He just sits there and kind of waits, and you can't wait on a guy like this. You have to attack him. But that's a 300-plus pound man that he's hitting and throwing back really into the backside, able to square up and make the tackle. So you don't see in this league at this level – guys tossing 300-pound grown men around, but Gerald McCoy can do that.
Well, how do you handle him, though? I mean, the fullback tried to chip him here.
They did. What you have to do, though, is this guard, you have to fire out and be aggressive against him. He, if you notice, he sets his feet this way and tries to seal him off. And if you just sit there and wait, this is what's going to happen to you. So you can't be on your heels with this guy. You have to go after him. In this case here, you have two McCoys right here. He lines up at nose tackle. You also have very.
Look how big Josh Sitton is. Holy cow.
I think he slimmed down from last year, though.
Maybe to 380.
Yeah, he's a Diet Coke from 350, I think, at the time. But right outside, William Golston, another big defensive end. So these guys up front, they're big and they're pretty powerful. And you'll see here, the tackle turns on the outside. His shoulders are not parallel with the line of scrimmage. He gets himself upfield. That allows him to just toss that offensive lineman back.
Yeah.
And you'll see even on the backside, boom, penetration. This is what this defensive line does. So if you try to get outside on him, these defensive linemen are going to get upfield and get in your face. And then the running back right here, he just panics.
Yep.
And he totally misses this nice lane right here because all he sees are all these Tampa Bay Buccaneers coming at him. He tries to cut it back outside of where the play is.
Look at Josh, what up?
Yeah, and there's nothing but pain, guys, if you take this ball where it's not supposed to go, and boom, another tackle for a loss. For sure, the Tampa Bay Buccaneer defense, Paul, they're big, they're fast, they're very powerful up front. Throwing the ball might be one of the better things that we could do. We're going to, you know, the rookie Dalvin Cook's going to have a hard time, I think, with the movement with some of these guys in there. But when they get upfield, you got to make the right cut, which I think he can also do.